condensing units, there's the fans that are made for this purpose. So I think that to make a correct adjustment, it would be equipment designed to comply with the wind requirements, or equipment that already complies with the wind requirements, or proven that to comply with the wind requirements, should also be accepted without having to comply with any of this.
So what's your suggestion on the modification on the
wording? Well, I think that...
change fan to equipment.
Equipment, yeah. Altogether.
Okay. Is that acceptable to...
Well, Jamie and Steven?
I didn't hear you.
We need to change the first sentence, though, where it says fan cowlings in general and vent hoods. See, that addresses only two items.
So you want to change job site strengthening of fan equipment?
Mechanical equipment.
Mechanical equipment. Okay, so delete that and put mechanical equipment.
Unless mechanical equipment is rated for the wind
map. On the wind map, what's that?
303, 301.
And then they put
engineering analysis is one of the methods of rating.
And then also put mechanical in front of the equipment in the second line. Okay, now that is the modification. Any other comments on this?
Now the rest of that, I'm sorry, but the rest of the paragraph needs to also be corrected because it doesn't match what's been said up top. It still refers, in the bottom sentence, it refers to a cowling and a curb.
Keep a list, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing I don't want to
do is start writing code language here. So.
Well, you're doing that, and this is not a good thing you're doing. I'd like to tell you why.
All right. Here. Let's do this. All right. Unless you guys are really adamant about taking this up and fixing it now. Let's vote on this. Vote it down. The proponent can submit code change to fix it. Jack?
The problem is we are now fixing notes to a section that we deleted. This is not the place to fix it. Let's vote these down. I'm going to bring back a ground mount proposal based on public comment on the other one. And otherwise, I think we can take care of Bob's problem with the fact we've now deleted it. And we've now got notes to a section that doesn't exist, so let's get rid of the notes, too.
All right. I'm 100% in agreement. All right. We're going to vote on 2091 as modified. I'm going to take no more calls. All right. All in favor, say aye. All opposed, say aye.
Aye. It's with notes to a subsection. To the section.
Whoever's a proponent, please submit changes to fix this.
Here's the section. It's notes to that section. He deleted this.
All right, now we're at 2057, last code change. Pete?
Let's just see if there's a second.
Here's the section they deleted.
I withdraw that requirement. I'm withdrawing.
Withdrawn by the proponent.
And that's what the notes are taking.
I have a concern on the first one that we approved when we deleted code sections. The actual code proposal was only 30113. It's a 30113.1, and then there's a 30113.1 notes. Basically, there are three different issues. And when we deleted or we corrected the first item, the proposal I don't think included the notes or the change.
Which one?
The first proposal we voted on.
87.
87.
So what is
there?
What's wrong with it?
What code section was addressed on that?
30113.
Not point one.
And point one. No. Here. We deleted the last sentence in 30113, and we deleted all of 30131.
Okay.
We just didn't delete the notes to 30131.
Okay, Dan?
Yeah, the issue of tying everything down on the roof is covered under 30131.13. It's saying that you got to design it and install it to resist wind direction. That covers fans. Now, to have the notes in there saying that the fans have to be tied down with two steel cables,
right.
In my opinion, that's...
Well, it's voted down, so...
Needed.
Right, it's voted
still
down.
There.
No, it's not.
No,
what's
it's
that?
Not.
Isn't it?
No.
Wasn't that a previous note?
No.
No.
Wait.
All right, Stephen, then Jack.
When we did the previous one, we did not strike out the notes.
That's right. They're still there.
Therefore, we do need to vote in favor of 2057 to get rid of the notes.
So is this something that CW just didn't include the notes, Bob?
Right.
Right.
CW just forgot to add the notes as part of his proposal to delete.
That's correct.
Okay. Right. Can we?
We're not on 57, though. We're on 87.
So, Pete, you need to withdraw. Withdraw.
I withdraw my withdrawal.
All right. All right. Taking up 2057. Any public comment? Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That deleted.
Likewise, that. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, raise your hands. Opposed?
I'm going to write up comments on the first.
Three.
Well, just need to point out another member of Mechanical who showed up.
All right. Well,
what are we on now?
We just took care of 2057. We voted to accept it.
Okay.
12-3 to delete.
Where
the
are we now?
We're done.
We're done.
What did we do with 2091?
We disapproved it.
What was the vote?
0-7.
Because I didn't vote, so.
Well, it was a verbal, it was unanimous.
Yes, you did. We went all around on that one.
No, it wasn't unanimous.
I never voted. I was trying to pull up the code language, and I didn't realize we'd taken the vote.
0-14 failed, because you're going to submit a public comment, you said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to try and take care of Bob's question by submitting a comment on 2487 and 2488 to take care of ground-mounted units for R3 occupants.
Right. And we look forward to your public comment. And any other comments? Otherwise, Jamie?
I just want to add, basically what we've done here is we just struck through the whole section with these mods, right?
Basically,
that's been the result of what we voted on here.
Yes.
Okay, just so I'm clear. And I guess some of the ones who may still be a little bit confused.
Okay. Mr. Structural Chairman?
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yes, Mr. Mechanical Chairman.
I don't know how you want to handle this, but with 2057, we took the notes out of the mechanical section, commercial, but we didn't take it out of the residential.
Good. The commission will fix it.
Yeah, fix it in May.
I mean, it's a correlation issue. I mean, this is the problem with submitting code changes that are incomplete. You just vote up or down. Yeah, that's the major difference between what we do here and the model codes. The code changes are incomplete, which is voted up or down. But you know, the process allows us to give us a lot of flexibility. So it was voted down, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, if you took out the section and you left the footnote,
it's Chris Coral. It's correlation, in my opinion.
So we'll take it out.
I'll fix it with a comment.
Right.
I'll
fix it. Maybe we can get the legislator to give us, just vote it up or down, not spend time writing the codes. Other than that, any other comments, discussion?
You may not like the thing.
Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
I know. Well, that's another one. I was written in the back of the room, and not much thought given to it. And I objected to it when they did it for the next day.
Jack's going to fix it, Bob.
Otherwise, the AC contract is going to get you.
Give me a card, and I'll send you the fix.
You don't have anybody utilizing that section up here.
Root of all problems.
You don't have AC contractors utilizing that the strapping prescription.
Again, the same
one.
No. Second. I don't have anything to say about it.
Well, he does.
George, are you hanging around or are you heading out? Yeah, but aren't you, you know what I mean, do with fire mechanic? Well, have a safe trip home. We'll see you at the end of the month. Be my guest.
Are you going to propose to remove it from residential area?
No, I'm going to propose a fix to put. I'm going to propose a fix that allows ground-mounted units less 5 tons or less on residential not to be tied down at all.
Well, that's why I was asking.
Yeah.
You're going to propose to do that.
Yes.
That'd be the smartest thing to do.
Of course it will. Of course it'd be smart. I'm doing it. All right, Bob.
When I get some language drafted, I'll send it right to you.
Yeah. They took that out of the most,
I know.
Most of the trucks to it.
Yeah.
That didn't make sense what they're saying. Within 3,000 feet, you could do it, which is the highest width, but low width, you didn't have it.
Well, what I'm going to do is propose a change that for units 5 tons or less, there is no anchoring requirement. Then give me an idea what to anchor with. Kurt stuff? No, the task group did not do that. He had proposed a task group and they rejected it completely. And he was just trying to make another run at getting coal for
us.
I think the testimony was such that pretty much should show agreement that it's not necessary, so I doubt they would agree to get it.
Do you know what happened with that other change was in the plumbing and mechanical where the sleeves passed?
Mechanical hasn't met yet. They met tomorrow.
It was tomorrow?
They only met with us today for the report.
So
the common changes.
Yeah, they're correlating changes. You know what time where the sleeves passed through and they're saying the lights are getting in.
Oh, you're talking about the CPV changes?
Yeah.
Those were heard yesterday.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
Betty can probably tell you. I'll be honest, I don't remember. I've got them recorded, but I've already put my computer up.
Well, did you go to those task group meetings that they had on that? Because I couldn't make it.
Yeah, I'm on the termite task group.
Well, do you know what the logic and everything was there?
Their logic was that with the sleeve, they're getting cooling and the germicide around 70 and it is reacting with fiber. Just a general spray, it's not a problem. But when you've got a sleeve that's open-ended, where it's pinched down against the slab, you get the tremendous side in the sleeve, it degrades.